France announced this week that it will impose an eco tax 2 years from now on airlines flying out of the country. France is also mulling over getting rid of tax breaks on diesel fuel, and French officials say they would like the new European Commission to end a global tax exemption on jet fuel as well. For more on all of this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Murphy, aviation manager at Brussels-based NGO Transport and Environment. Thank you for joining us this morning. What do they plan on doing with this tax money? Is it meant just as a deterrent, or what will they do with the money?
It's the very first step by President Macron in France. The tax of between $4 and $20 on all flights departing from France will raise about $180 million, $200 million a year. And the French government plans to put into more sustainable transport like rail. But they're also talking about increasing taxation on aviation more generally. And that's important because aviation, in comparison to other modes of transport in Europe and in the U.S., is incredibly undertaxed. And that's one of the reasons why its emissions are growing so fast.
I mean, there's short-haul travel, long-haul travel. Europe, of course, with a legendarily robust rail network. But a lot of people fly around Europe these days, too.
Yeah, it's incredibly cheap in Europe, thanks to some of our low-fares airlines, and that's one of the reasons it's become a huge source of emissions in this continent, and that's created a bit of a public backlash. There's a big concern here in Europe about climate change, and in particular the climate impact of aviation, and it's not just the French government who are looking at increasing taxation on the sector, but the Dutch, the Swedish, the Norwegian governments too. So I think flying may get a bit more expensive here, and that might be a good thing if we're serious about addressing climate change.
How do the airlines, particularly Air France, feel about this?
Well, no one wants to see the taxes go up, but the airlines in Europe have had a particularly good ride for the last few years. They pay zero tax on their jet fuel, so they've been getting a pretty good discount so far, but it's a similar situation even in the U.S. In the U.S., airlines pay about 4 cents a gallon on their jet fuel, so the airlines have been doing pretty well so far.
We're having this conversation on the same day where the French legislature passed a tax on some big tech companies. So do we see France going it alone on some of these, I guess we could call them modern taxation issues? Are other European countries hesitant? How does that work?
Well, I can't speak on the digital tax too much, but I do know there's growing support across Europe for taxing aviation. We just had elections here in Europe for our European Parliament, for our EU-wide Parliament, and all the major parties, in a rare show of bipartisanship, agreed aviation needs to pay more tax and needs to seriously cut its emissions. And it's all part of this big debate people are having over how much do we fly, is flying sustainable? We have something in Sweden known as the flying shame movement, where people are opting to fly less to reduce their carbon impact. And I see, you know, some impact in the U.S. where it's been picked up by some media and by some campaigners over there.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. The question of personal responsibility, whether people are on a social level saying, let's talk about this. I know there have been efforts to have sort of voluntary carbon taxes that you would apply to your airfare.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a citizen and you're concerned about climate change, one of the most effective things you can do is not flying. Dollar for dollar or hour for hour, getting in a flight or buying a ticket is the most climate-intensive thing you can do. But I think what we're also seeing in Europe is individuals saying, you know, governments are failing to regulate aviation emissions. They're failing to really cut emissions from the sector the way they're able to cut emissions from the car sector or the building sector. So we kind of see it as people taking the matter into their own hands in the face of governments failing again and again to regulate airlines.
Any concern over how this could affect tourism dollars?
There's been a few studies done. I mean, the rate is pretty low, so at its current rate, it's not going to have a huge impact. I think France is still a pretty good country to visit, and I'm sure people will still fly there. It's not so much about penalizing people. It's really about making sure that the sector doesn't have this special tax treatment under tax law that it's had to date.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the perspective. Andrew Murphy is the aviation manager at the Brussels-based NGO Transport and Environment.